This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
A good Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Good Morning NoCo presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, my co-host. We're excited to be here today, and I'm answering that question for Brian. That we are excited to be here today.
Yes. That's the answer we're going with.
Dynamite lineup of guests. I am actually excited for what this show is going to be today. We'll have Robin Varman from Livestock Exchange at 7:35. Will Rasmussen, public address announcer for the Greeley Stampede, head of the PRCA Rodeo Finals, will join us at 8:05 this morning. Will said he was very nice of him. He said he'd set his alarm for 8:03. So it's going to be a good
very
time.
Nice.
For Will getting up and joining us this morning, and then scheduled to join us Kyle Clark, host of Next on 9 News. We'll dive into all of the primary results with Kyle. Obviously, a lot of the Democrat led primaries were the headlines yesterday, and a couple of surprises. Malat Kiros goes ahead and takes down Diana DeGette, who had been in office for 29 some odd years. The state of Colorado has elected a socialist for the first time. We had Phil Weiser, who beat Michael Bennett over last night as well. And last check, the Republican primary for governor was too close to call, but Barbara Kirkmeyer had a lead on Victor Marks.
Did that grow primary at all? Because it was very, very tight last night when I had checked.
It was. I haven't seen yet this morning.
Are they still calling it too close to call, or is she starting to more of a lead? That's rather interesting.
Yeah, I've been seeing
it. Well, it's all been interesting.
Too close to call is where I've been seeing it. I didn't see. I saw Victor Marks wasn't going to concede. let's see here. A 1 a.m. update 4 hours ago from Kyle Clark. Victor Marks is still closing on Barb Kirkmeyer in the Colorado GOP governor primary, down to a 2,271 vote lead. He said, he's going to be. Kyle called it a night at 1 a.m. He said he'll update this race and others this morning at 6:30 a.m. On 9 News as well. But it was right as of right now. Barbara Kirkmeyer, as of 1 a.m., Barbara Kirkmeyer, 184,031. Votes. Victor Marks, 181,310 votes. So it is just incredibly close right now between Barbara Kirkmeyer and Victor Marks, which Victor Marks people have to be just in shambles that it's even this close. The way that they were talking, the way that they were going, they thought that this was just going to be an absolute landslide for Victor Marks going into this.
Oh, really? I had no idea that was the anticipation.
Yeah, they thought they were just gonna absolutely roll in this, but let's see here. As of right now, the lead 184,562 to 182,825 for Victor Marks. So that lead for Barbara Kirkmeyer continues to shrink, with 88% of the votes counted right now. So
wow.
It is within 1,000 or so votes as we currently sit between Barb Kirkmeyer and Victor Marks. So really crazy, razor thin right now that we're seeing from the Colorado GOP primary. But, honestly, and I've said this openly a lot of times, neither of them are going to stand a chance come December or come November. That's when elections are held, Tanner. In my opinion, neither of them are going to stand a chance come November. This state proved last night that they wanted to go more blue than what we already were, electing the further left-leaning Phil Weiser and the extremely left-leaning Malat Kiros over Diana DeGette.
Yeah, I think it still could be rather interesting, because that may push some people one way. It may be.
That's a great, write that down for Kyle, because that's a great question. That is a great question. Those unaffiliated voters that voted for Michael Bennet, if Barb's the candidate, I could see some of them maybe jumping over. I think that's a great point by you.
Thank you. 6/11.
Yes.
Wednesday, yeah. July 1st.
Yes, that is correct.
Even though my watch still says it's the 31st.
There's no 31st in June.
That's what I told it. What the hell?
Brian, last night, Rodeo Radio, we finally had the performance that we've been waiting for from the Greeley Stampede Rodeos.
Yeah.
Where finally every rough stock event had something to write home about. I mean, this was the first time that the majority of the events had that moment in it. And if you've never been to a rodeo, if you've never listened, you're probably like, what do you mean that moment? There was just that moment where the crowd erupted, where you could feel the energy and said, that's why people paid money to come out and see this show. And we had a number of those last night.
Yeah, and we've got them if at any point throughout the morning you want to hear any of those calls. We had been waiting through four performances that were good rodeos, and we said that all throughout. But I was waiting for that night when every event brought it.
Yeah,
and last night, every event brought it. It was what we were hoping for, and man, what a fun night. You and I had a blast. Jerry Lemons joined us in the second half, and what a fun crew, and we'll be back with it tonight for the finals. But last night really got me even more pumped for tonight, because I saw what I knew I came for, and that's edge of your seat excitement.
Yeah, it truly was. Are those broken down by individual calls?
Yes, they are.
Do we want to roll through a couple of them here?
Yeah.
Start the morning off?
Sure.
Keenan Hayes got the party started in the bareback riding early in the night with one hell of a performance. Here's Keenan Hayes from last night.
Okay, just a second.
Okay, well, we'll see.
No, I hit the wrong thing.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right.
There we go. Here's Keenan Hayes from last night.
There's a world champion in the house.
Uh-oh. All right, you just heard Will say it. There's a world champion in the house tonight. Keenan Hayes out of Hayden, Colorado. Look at this horse, buck! Keenan Hayes is right on the middle. This is why he's a world champion. That horse gets 5-6 feet of air. He made the horn, and we may have a new leader in the clubhouse.
Holy crap, was that awesome. What a horse. What a ride. That better equal top of the score for tonight at this point.
It sure did. It ended up being an 87 last night. And then we had in the saddle bronc riding, the name is escaping me right now.
Was it Raylan? Was it Roper or was it Braden?
It was Roper. Yes, Roper.
Roper Kisner?
Yeah, Roper Kisner, who just absolutely took saddle bronc riding. I mean, he took it by the reins.
All right, we're going with Roper Kisner. He's Ripley, Oklahoma. He's on the back of Surprise Party.
All right, come on. This is the shoot to our right.
Here's Ripley Kisner. That horse is fucking hard, tall in the air. Ripley's got it squared up again. There's the turn. Brian, my goodness, tell me I'm wrong.
That is the most air we've seen out of one of those horses tonight.
It sure is, man. It sure is.
That ended up being an 87, which was 2.5 points ahead of anything else that we had seen that night. Then we're like, okay, rough stock's living up. The timed events haven't been great. Then we got to the barrel racing where Raylan Jurgens topped the number one cowgirls in the world with her run last night.
Here's Raylan Jurgens out of Parker, South Dakota. Decent turn around the first barrel on the north end of the arena. Now around the south. That one should be tight, wow. And it was.
Yeah.
Now Jurgens is spurring her horse around the third barrel.
Oh, here we go.
This could be a good run for Jurgens.
Yeah, this is going to be it.
Jurgens heading down the arena. Going to be a 17-10.
That's what we were looking for right there.
17-10 puts her in number one spot heading into tonight on the PRCA Rodeo Finals held at the Greeley Stampede. But then we got to the bull riding, a section that had been lackluster until last night. We had three rides, including one of the best performances from Mr. Kilcrease that I have seen. Braden, correct? Braden Kilcrease,
yes.
That we saw with it, that I've ever seen at the Greeley Stampede. Here's what it sounded like.
Here's Braden Kilcrease.
That mullet twisting hard. Braden's got the mullet squared up.
Ride,
fucking
no
hard
way.
Right in the middle of the arena. Braden, kill Crease. There it is. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Wow. Wow. We're going to go 80 plus. 80
it's got to be. Guys, how did he recover on that ball?
He was stayed center. Look how back, how high the back of that ball went up. He was almost parallel.
Last night we saw every bull rider get bucked off the backside. Braden was close. There's an 87-point ride. Call it now. There's your EJW performance of the night.
It was our Eaton A&W performance of the night, and Braden Kilcrease, he brought the excitement there last night. 87.5-point ride, Brian, is insane to see at the Greeley Stampede. And in our history of doing rodeo radio, really insane to see on the last performance before the finals. That performance had normally been the dud of everything, and last night was not the case. This rodeo, this stretch of rodeos, has kind of flipped it around for us this year.
Yeah, but we know the finals will be what it's all about here tonight.
Oh yeah,
but and thank you, Micah Kilpatrick.
Yeah,
he has been absolutely fantastic, and we wouldn't say this to his face.
No,
you know, and he would be uncomfortable if you did. But for him to do the job he does, the hours that he's put in while we've been doing this, but to things like this, I come in this morning, he has these four clips ready to go for me. You know, knowing last night we would want those. So thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And what a great time last night. The amount of people who came by to say hi, we can't tell you how much we appreciate that. It really means the world to us.
No, it certainly does. It was an absolute blast last night. And we're going to do it again one more time today, tonight, I should say, with Rodeo Radio. It'll be a four-man booth. It'll be me and Brian Gary and Jerry Lemons Heating and Cooling. And we'll have Cody Wilson scheduled to join us tonight as well. So going to be one hell of a party out there at the Greeley Stampede tonight, and I cannot wait for the nap before it. I cannot wait for
that. I have scheduled that because it is finals night and it's Aaron Watson night. And that equals a rough Thursday morning.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
It does. So normally how this thing breaks up, it normally wraps up on a Thursday. Rodeo Radio normally wraps up on a Thursday, and we just typically take that Friday off. So if we're a little tired that next morning, or a lot of tired, we don't have to worry about coming in. The way this sets up, we're going to be back with you on Thursday morning and then taking Friday morning off. So we will be off on Friday. No, they're not firing us for a rodeo broadcast. Shouldn't say that. Something could happen tonight.
Something could happen this afternoon.
Yes, it could. But we're excited about it. And thank you to everybody who's texted along with that. It's been an absolute blast. And that's you guys are what help keep us going too, right? It's our job is a lot of fun when we get to interact with you guys down at the Greeley Stampede. When we get the text, we get the messages, the Facebook comments. It means the world to us. So excited to continue that on today and tonight. And we're going to have a shot at some PRCA rodeo finals tickets to give away thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems later on this morning as well. So
very nice.
Excited about that. Let's grab a break here as well. The poll question is finally posted now. And HVAC, because HVAC guy, I posted it this morning. And then HVAC guy texted and said, poll. And I'm like, I posted it. My blurry eyes reposted yesterday's. So we do have the new poll question
Very nice. On our
Facebook page.
I wouldn't have noticed because it would have seemed new to me.
We'll talk about our right hand construction poll question coming your way next.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwent, Brian Gary, my co-host. It's Good Morning NOCO presented by Lemons Heating and Cooling. It's time for our right hand construction poll question here on a Wednesday morning ahead of the PRCA rodeo finals tonight. We want to know who is your favorite cowboy. That's what we want to know here today.
What do you mean by cowboy? Are we talking rodeo cowboy? Are we talking movie cowboy? Are we talking just cowboy?
We can leave all it the up way to around? Interpretation.
Like sure.
Let's leave it up to interpretation.
I like it.
And just roll with it. I mean, you know, obviously with the finals going on, that's kind of where my mind was going, was more on the cowboys, you know, on the rodeo cowboy side of things. But it's up for interpretation. So however you want to go on this. It's the same answer that I provided last year. It'll be the same answer I provide next year, J.B. Mooney. That is the answer for me that was cemented last year when we got to call his ride. But it is J.B. Mooney, my favorite cowboy of all time, by far. So that's where I'm going here today, Brian.
All right, and that's a very good one. My mind was going all over the place with this one. Do I go movies? Do I go, you know, with regular traditional rodeo cowboys? As far as traditional rodeo cowboy, if I'm doing that, Ty Murray was my guy. Got to have him on my show several times and visiting with him and just watching him.
Wasn't he married to Jewel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And had them both.
I was going to say, you know, I figured that
they
was
both
kind of
joined
tie-in.
The air. Yeah. But he was always such a treat, and he could do anything, you know. So but the first name that came to mind for me, my favorite all time cowboy,
John
Chris
Wayne.
Ledoux.
Oh.
It's Chris Ledoux for me. Chris Ledoux was a real cowboy. Chris Ledoux could ride. He could sing. He was so genuine, authentic. To me, he just defined cowboy. The look, everything about him, Chris Ledoux. So for me, that's where I'm going. And that actually encompasses, because he was a champion rodeo star as well. And then becomes this monster recording star. So
good for him. I was gonna nix it. Honestly, if it was, I don't know the history of Chris Ledoux that well. We've talked about that. But if he was a team roper, I was gonna nix it, because I know there's a lot of cowboys that are like, you know, country singers are like, I'm a cowboy, I'm a team roper. It's like, no, you're not. You just found a hobby.
No, he sang songs like Bareback Jack and things like that, and Photo Finish.
He was on bareback riding. He was decorated cowboy who famously competed in all three major rough stock events. Of bareback riding, saddle bronc, and bull riding. He's in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, for God's sake. So I think that's a great call by you.
Yeah.
I think that's a great call by
you. Yeah, I feel very, very comfortable with that. I'm expecting a lot of John Wayne love.
Okay.
I would expect to see a lot of that, because when you think of cowboy, if you were to have a cowboy Hall of Fame, you'd throw him in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, so those stand out. But through the years, the Larry Mahans and, you know, the people like that who had their, you know, monster careers in rodeo.
Near Broke says Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner, Space Cowboys.
I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
Oh, so good.
Clint Eastwood was so in good. There, too?
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Travis Nugay, my favorite cowboy, was this old cowboy named Jay Stewart from Dumas? I think it's Dumas, Texas. Hardest working, most cowboy and son of a gun I've ever met. Unfortunately, he left us this March. Well, I'm sorry for your loss there, Travis, but there you go. Jay Stewart was the name. HVAC guy, does that count? I don't think HVAC guy is... Answer of Antonio Banderas. Was he a cowboy in anything, anyway?
He's probably played one. Yeah. And oh, thank you for the Roger Staubach. That's
who sent that in? Oh, that's phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness.
That is awesome. Yes.
Woody.
Oh, Kent, thanks so much. That is ridiculous.
Somebody wrote Woody.
What are we doing here? This
I love.
Should have said.
This audience.
Rodeo cowboy.
Nope. We're leaving it like this, and boy, it's going to be a lot more fun. So keep them coming.
All right, we've got Roger Staubach and Woody as a couple of answers coming into who the favorite cowboy is. Now, this a legit one, Bruce Ford. That is what Henry had commented here this morning.
Yeah.
Bruce Ford, the cowboy there. He was out of Kersey, was he not?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I was thinking of the right guy.
I think he was the first $1 million cowboy.
Really?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, went to a a movie about him. There was a documentary on Bruce Ford. Went to it with the Ford family and an audience full of listeners. It was really cool.
Very good. All right, let's go to the Clearwater Products Hotline. Lonnie's joining us. And Lonnie, I'm just going to level with you. There's no way in hell am I singing that damn song today.
Good morning, Wednesday morning. It's hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day. Oopa, oopa, oopa.
Okay. Fine attempt.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
I like it.
You might want to Google the lyrics.
I don't think he does. I like his version much better. That is straight to the point. Hey, everybody, it's Wednesday. Oompa, 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 oompa. I liked it. Lonnie, I loved it, actually. You know what? That's a, I'm hitting the golden buzzer. You're on to the next round.
Hey, thank you. It's Wednesday morning. It's hump day, Colorado.
He's got a whole routine worked out today. Do you have an opening act, Lonnie? What the?
It was us in the first segment. It was us in the first segment.
We are merely setting the table for Lonnie.
Yes.
There you go.
Lonnie, do you have a favorite cowboy, buddy?
Hey, you know what? Got to go with Larry Mahan.
Yeah, Larry Mahan was the first superstar of rodeo. Him and guys like Donnie Gay and these kind of riders were the first ones that I knew. So they were the ones, you know, and the very first for me, Jim Shoulders, who back in the 1950s was all around cowboy. I got to spend a day with Jim Shoulders, and it was really cool just talking to him and listening to those stories from way back. So there's been some great ones, man. Hey, appreciate the call this morning, Lonnie.
Hey, guys, have a good day, and good day, Northern Colorado.
Hey, oompa, 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 oompa. And see you, buddy.
There you go. There's the Lonster this morning. Absolutely loved it. There was no way in hell I was singing that song. Here's a good answer, Brian. Texter here, last 40600, Trevor Brazil.
Oh, what great cowboy.
Yeah.
Great all around.
Answer.
Yeah.
Much better than Roger Staubach.
Well, yes, it was. Freddie Whitfield, guys like that when you know, years ago, going for that all around was so much more prestigious than you hear about it now.
Right, right, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
You got a, I mean, it's simple. I would imagine a lot of those translate over, you know, in the rough stock events from riding a horse like that to riding a bull like that. But when we see those crossovers, it's very cool. So let us know who is your favorite cowboy of all time today. That is our right-hand construction poll question. 6:35 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NOCO.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Funniest person I know. She's got me dying on our text thread this morning. I'll show you. It's hard to describe with the gifts and everything, but she said last rodeo tonight, and there's just a little kid doing a little dance going on. So she's got me dying this morning. But we want to hear from you. Who is your favorite cowboy of all time? Kent has doubled down and said, would you prefer Jason Witten that instead of Roger Staubach?
I'm sorry, we're not going to accept your texts anymore this morning. No, he's one of the biggest Dallas Cowboy fans I know, and just irritating reading names of people who have played for the team.
Jason Witten.
Worst announcer ever.
Yep, 100%. Incredible tight end. Worst announcer. We bullied Jason Witten so bad that he's like, I'm going to go back and play football.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the weirdest things that he got put into the spot begin with and was just terrible.
He was terrible. Noob says Rooster Cogburn, Fred Whitfield, Jim Shoulders, Clay O'Brien, Clay O'Brien Cooper. Let's see here. Jake Barnes. So a lot of them coming in from Noob there this morning. Antonio said Sam Elliott and Doc Holliday. Now we're just doing characters.
That's fine. Okay. Bring them on. They were real cowboys.
We made a mistake this morning. Craig says Augustus Gus McCray. Do you know that?
I do not.
Have to do some digging on some of these. There it is. Roger. Yeah, 100% Roger. John Wayne. Marty says Walt Garrison coming in here this
morning. Yeah, he was a real rodeo cowboy and Dallas cowboy.
It's going to be a fun. Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun blend of people who take this seriously, and then HVAC guy who said Antonio Banderas is his favorite cowboy. He was in Zorro, Desperado, Puss in Boots. Banderas is a genius Hollywood cowboy.
Yeah, that's genuine.
What did I say?
You said genius.
Okay. Well, I've got, he could be a genius too, Brian. Maybe that's what's going on.
Why have words and reading been so difficult? Go ahead.
Because of sleep or lack thereof. I'm on the celebrity birthday list today. So I'm going to give it a crack. And if the over-under is not 0.25, I'm going to lose. We're going to get to that coming up next, but let's get to the KFKA News and Sports Center.
And now, Good Morning NoCo Theater presents...
What day is it today?
Well, it is Wednesday, July 1st. I am Tanner Schwent, Brian Gary, my co-host, and the word of the day is nabob.
Is what?
Nabob.
Okay, that's when Bob votes no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A nabob is a very rich or important person.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Sounds like a slur for rich people.
It really does.
I like that. I like that more.
If you want to use it.
Nabobs.
Yeah, if you can use it in a negative sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
The upscale hotel downtown is a popular meeting spot for the city's corporate nabobs.
Yeah, I have other terms I like better.
Couple other things. Today it is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day.
Baseball nut would be my creative one. It's cashews, raspberry, and vanilla. That's a little weird.
You came up with that way too quickly.
Favorite of mine.
It's created? Like, you didn't just create that.
Oh, yeah, it's an actual flavor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought...
Oh, that my mind has wanted to do this?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought you named it. You knew the ingredients. Yeah, I thought you had done that. All right. That makes me feel better. It is National Postal Worker Day today. So shout out to all the postal workers out there today.
No question.
It is also National U.S. Postage Stamp Day today.
So a lot of postal things.
A lot of postal things and National Ginger Snap Day today.
Good cookie, not my favorite. Hey, the Battle of Gettysburg began on this date in 1863. First zoo opened in the U.S. in 1874, and they started collecting taxes withholding from your paychecks back in 1943. And also, 1987. I'm surprised it was this recent. The world's first all-sports radio station was launched in New York.
Wow.
In 1987. For some reason, I would have thought that it happened earlier, but that's about the time frame when we started to have access to everything.
Yeah, 39 years ago.
Yeah.
For a medium that feels like it's been here, forever. And it's the one, that is the thing that is continuing to go strong is sports talk radio. Because people are, there's a reason they call them fans, fanatics, right? So very cool. I did not know that. So
me either. That's why we do this. All right. Okay. Celebrity birthdays.
Yep.
All right, you've been a jerk.
No,
yeah,
I have
you
not.
Have. But your line is 5.5.
You know I haven't.
Okay, your line is 5.5.
I can really start being one if you'd like.
No, I'd rather you didn't, but I was just playing our characters. Come on, man.
Okay, 5.5. I got to get 6?
No, it's 7.5. You misheard. You misheard me.
I couldn't tell you the last time I got 6.
Jamie Farr.
No idea.
92 years old. He played Klinger on MASH.
Okay.
All right.
You did not have me getting that, did you?
No, I did not. Okay. Dan Aykroyd.
Yes. I know Dan Aykroyd.
74 years old today, and yes, I had you getting that one.
Please, first.
Alan Ruck.
Sounds really familiar, but...
He is really familiar, and if you saw his face, you'd know the first time I ever saw him, he was Ferris Bueller's buddy
in
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and since then, has been in an abundance of movies throughout the years, including, wasn't he in one of the the Glass Houses or Glass Onion or one of those things?
Oh, I'm not sure. He was in that movie that we did that I think you hated, The People We Meet on Vacation.
That was it.
He was the
dad
in there.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay. All right. He's 70 today. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. Heartthrob.
59 years old today. Missy Elliott.
Singer.
Yes, indeed. 55 today. Liv Tyler.
Steven's daughter.
Yes, she is. Actress who was in the, I don't know, was she in the Lord of the Rings trilogy? And she was a love interest in That Thing You Do.
Yeah, her first introduction, though, right, was Armageddon. I love that. Yeah, very good.
Okay. Leah Seydoux.
Oh, you were being serious about the Lord of the Rings.
I was.
I thought you were okay.
No,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I think she was.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, okay. You're right on that.
All right.
Who? Leah Seydoux?
Yeah.
I do not.
I don't. She's 41 today, an actress. Storm Reid.
Morning talk host?
No, she was in The Last of Us. I'm not sure what else. Actress, 23 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Tate McRae.
Yeah, Canadian singer.
Yes, she is 23 today. All right, let's see. Twyla Tharp. No, you don't know her. Famous dancer, 85 years old today. Here we go. This should do it. Deborah Harry. No? All right, she is 81 years old today. Better known as Blondie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, the lead singer of Blondie.
Was that actually the one that I was supposed to get?
There's a few of them up here that might get there, but I sure as hell thought that was one. Terrence Mann.
The Manfred Mann Band.
Nope. Nope. He's an actor, 75 today. Fred Schneider. Nope. Frontman for the B-52s. It's a Love Shack, and he's 75 years old today. This is kind of sad. Victor Willis.
No.
Victor Willis was a policeman in The Village People.
Yeah.
And would have been his birthday today, but he died yesterday.
Oh, goodness. I did not know that.
Just passed away yesterday. Evelyn Champagne King.
No.
66 today. Michelle Wright.
The Wright sisters.
No. Canadian country singer had a big hit called Take It Like a Man.
Okay.
All right. Melissa Peterman.
Oh, yes. She was on Reba, and she hosted that other Finish the Lyrics or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah. And she's the one that me, her, and Reba and my wife went around doing Jell-O shots from Leanne Womack's dressing room.
Yeah,
one of my greatest times ever. And Carl Lewis.
The Olympian.
Yes, absolutely. You blew by it. You got 7 today. Very nice job, Tanner.
Okay. There was a lot of layups there. I'm glad that my brain was firing enough, at least for Melissa Peterman there at the very end.
That one surprised me. I thought maybe we had blown past your chance there, but I was glad you got that one right.
I find her very funny. I do too. A couple of birthdays. At least one to give a big shout out. I know you've known this man for a long time in Northern Colorado, but happy birthday to Gene Hafner here today.
I love Gene dearly. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hope you have a wonderful day, bud. All right, 6:54 the time now. I did it. I overcame adversity and got it done for the first time in a long time. Maybe I need to be more sleep deprived when I do this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the Daybreak Market Report.
Wrapping up hour number one of Good Morning NoCo. We've got a great program for you today. Hang with us throughout the entirety. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Robin Varelman will join us from Livestock Exchange. Find out what's happening in that world. Also, we'll be talking to Will Rasmussen, the PRCA rodeo announcer. He'll be joining us just after 8 o'clock. Miles Blumhart, scheduled to join us as well, and really looking forward to our conversation with Kyle Clark from 9 News coming up just after 9 o'clock this morning. We'll go over all the election coverage and everything else. Just keep it here. Let's have a morning. It's Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.